Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here and welcome back to The Stoic Life. If you're feeling a little stressed out, overwhelmed, or just plain blah lately, trust me, you're not alone. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with what we need next, the latest trends, and bigger, better, faster. It can be exhausting, right? But what if I told you there was a secret weapon, a superpower you already possess, that can help you navigate all this chaos with more calm and confidence? It's something ancient philosophers have been preaching for centuries, and it's simpler than you think. Gratitude. Today, we're diving deep into the power of embracing gratitude as a key to happiness. It's not just about saying thank you at dinner. It's a mindset shift that can profoundly impact your well-being. Think about it. When you focus on what you have rather than what you lack, a whole new world opens up. You start appreciating the little things, that one cup of coffee in the morning, a good laugh with a friend, the sunshine on your face. So, how do we cultivate this gratitude superpower? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, practice daily awareness. Take a few minutes each day to truly notice the good things around you. It could be something as simple as a beautiful sunset or a delicious meal. Make a conscious effort to savor these moments and let them fill you with joy. Ever felt that warm, fuzzy feeling when you see a stunning sky at dusk? That's gratitude in action. Second, keep a gratitude journal. This doesn't have to be anything fancy, just a small notebook where you jot down 3 things you're grateful for each day. It could be anything big or small, from a supportive friend to a good book you finished. Writing it down helps solidify these feelings of appreciation and reinforces your positive outlook. You know that feeling when you look back on a week and realize how much good happened? That's the power of a gratitude journal. Third, express your gratitude to others. Saying thank you is more than just polite, it's a powerful way to show someone you value them. Whether it's thanking a friend for their support, a coworker for their help, or even a stranger for holding the door open, let those around you know how much you appreciate them. Ever feel that awesome surge of warmth when someone expresses gratitude towards you? That's what giving thanks can do for both parties. Fourth, shift your focus. When negative thoughts creep in, consciously redirect your attention to something positive. Instead of dwelling on a frustrating situation, think about a recent accomplishment or a happy memory. You'd be surprised how quickly the shift in perspective can lift your mood. Think of it like rewiring your brain every time you choose gratitude over negativity, you're strengthening that positive pathway. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when things are tough. Remember that everyone makes mistakes and faces challenges. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your imperfections and focus on learning and growing from them. You deserve kindness, just like anyone else. Ever caught yourself being overly critical? That's where self-compassion comes in. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a good friend. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household responsibilities. She often feels overwhelmed and stressed, constantly comparing herself to others on social media. But then, she starts practicing gratitude. Every morning, she writes down 3 things she's grateful for: her adorable kids, her supportive husband, and a good cup of coffee. Throughout the day, she makes an effort to notice the little joys. A funny moment with her kids, a beautiful sunset, or even just the feeling of sunshine on her skin. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts feeling less stressed and more content. She realizes that happiness isn't about achieving perfection, it's about appreciating the good in her life right now. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that embracing gratitude is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by focusing on what we have rather than what we lack, we can cultivate a happier, more fulfilling life. Remember, even small steps can make a big difference. So, go out there and start noticing the good things around you. Alright everyone, that's it for today's episode. I want to leave you with this. What are you grateful for right now? Take a moment to really think about it, feel it in your heart, and let that gratitude radiate outwards. Join me tomorrow for another dose of the Stoic Life. Until then, stay calm, confident, and grateful. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.